Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shobhasachi Bhattacharya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed pride that science is progressing with renewed energy in 21st century India. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi spoke about Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhranshu Shukla's return from space. He noted that there was a wave of happiness and the entire country felt a sense of pride when the Indian astronaut landed safely on Earth. He said that children have begun to show curiosity about science and space, developing ambitions of becoming space scientists.
साइंस को लेकर स्पेस को लेकर बच्चों में एक नई जिज्ञासा भी जागी. अब छोटे छोटे बच्चे कहते हैं हम भी स्पेस में जाएंगे, हम भी चांद पर उतरेंगे, स्पेस साइंटिस्ट बनेंगे. आपने इंस्पायर मानक अभियान का नाम सुना होगा. यह बच्चों के इनोवेशन को बढ़ावा देने का अभियान है. इससे अब तक लाखों बच्चे जुड़ चुके हैं. देश में स्पेस स्टार्टअप भी तेजी से बढ़ रहे हैं.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is participating in the valedictory celebrations of the Adi Thiruvathirai festival, marking the birth anniversary of the legendary Chola Emperor Rajendra Chola I in Arilu district of Tamil Nadu. The Prime Minister will release a commemorative coin in honor of one of the greatest emperors of India, Rajendra Chola I. On the second day of his two-day visit to Tamil Nadu, Mr. Modi also offered prayers at the Gangaikonda Cholapuram temple in the district earlier in the day. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh stated that India is witnessing an unprecedented transformation in its infrastructure and logistics sectors, which are laying a strong foundation for the country's economic growth. The minister was addressing virtually the third convocation ceremony of Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya in Vadodara today. Speaking on the occasion, Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw highlighted the transformational changes in Indian railways over the past 11 years. He noted that the rail network has expanded by 5,300 kilometers and tunnel construction has reached 368 kilometers. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's strong resolve and the support of fellow citizens sent a strong message of zero tolerance towards terrorism across the world. Addressing 8th National Security Strategic Conference in New Delhi today, he said that India's rising stature will lead to increasing national security challenges in the years to come. Mr. Shah said that the next 5 to 10 years will be very important for the development and security of the country. The nation is paying tribute to former president and renowned scientist Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam on his death anniversary today. Known as the Missile Man of India, Dr. Kalam played a crucial role in India's space and missile development programs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to the former president on his death anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Dr. Kalam is remembered as an inspiring visionary, outstanding scientist, mentor, and a great patriot." India has sent a consignment of humanitarian assistance to the people of Somalia. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhi Jaiswal said the consignment consists of 10 tons, which includes essential medicines, surgical items, hospital essentials, and biomedical equipment. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for East Kameng, Papumpare and Longding districts in Arunachal Pradesh. IMD has predicted thunderstorms with lightning and heavy rainfall very likely at isolated places. Additionally, a yellow alert has also been issued for 15 districts. In Uttarakhand, at least 6 people lost their lives and 20 others were injured in a stampede on the pedestrian route leading to Mansa Devi Temple in Haridwar today. SSP Parmendra Singh Doval said stampede occurred after chaos broke out following a rumor about an electric current spreading in the area. Meanwhile, the state government has announced a compensation of 2 lakh rupees each for the next of kin of the deceased and 50,000 rupees for those injured. Indian athlete Seema scripted history at the ongoing World University Games by becoming the first Indian woman to win a medal in the 5,000-meter race final in Germany. She clinched the silver with a season best time of 15 minutes 35.86 seconds. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.